When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the 3 o'clock hour. We're live at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club of Broward County, and we have been glad-handing all commercial break. By the way, I want to thank CBS. Was it CBS Sports or CBS? I don't know if it was just, I know it wasn't just HQ, but we had a nice visit, and I had been given a heads up from Jake Winderman that someone was coming over. I think Manny was coming over, but it's from CBS Sports, you know, down in on Cypress Creek.
Yeah, we went up there. We were shooting.
That's right.
I had a hat on, and y'all made fun of me.
But thank you, CBS, because they just brought over a ton of toys for the Channing Crowder Toy Drive, and we just got some nice T-shirts. Yes. Jimmy, we all got stymied here. This was from Fan Day. Right, look at these shirts.
Jimmy, what size do you wear?
So the guy was like, he was
I'm
with his
large.
Daughter. Lovely. Okay, good. Because we
adult.
We were confused, Jimmy. Because you do have a confusing size. Because sometimes your shirts look a little tight. And so he said, "What size do you think Jimmy wears?" And I said, "I don't know. I think he wears a medium, but I think he should wear a large." And the little girl, she was in what, first grade?
Yeah,
first grade. And Crowder said he's about your height. But he's a little thicker, and we tried. We got something for you, Jimmy. We tried.
I thought you were a 7T.
Don't let them do that to you, Jimmy.
Do they still have the husky section?
Don't let them do that to you, Jimmy. You're my guy.
It's real bad.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And go Tulane, go Green Waves.
Yeah, he just stuck it to you. He just stuck it to you.
Jimbo.
He just stuck it to you.
It's only one Green Wave.
Love it.
All the waves are coming.
That's what you took from all of that.
Yeah,
that's one Green Wave.
Yep. There you go. That's the trivia question.
All right. Aronde Gadsden's with us here at the Boys and Girls Club, and Josh Pell is with us. Me and Crowder Tree is with us. On-site engineer Ty from Promotions is out here. They're actually registering to win some heat tickets while we're here. And Jimmy and Solan are back in the studios, and it's the Channing Crowder Toy Drive. But I just want to relitigate what we were talking about in the last segment, because I know Appel and Aronde both have to leave. They've got stuff to do today, and we appreciate both of you guys stopping by. All I was saying was, I think a lot of times if a team underperforms, there's a lot of question marks. It's like sometimes it's the starting quarterback, and that's the problem. But I really do think with the Dolphins, the more that I think it through, I just think it's a backup quarterback problem. Not saying everything's perfect, but the other stuff I kind of feel is easily fixable. Get a couple big guys for the offensive line.
Right.
And I'm with you. Maybe get a couple bigger targets at wideout.
I got one.
I
know one.
Who? Listen, we'd save money on jerseys. We'd save money on jerseys.
Just what you said quickly. They need bigger linemen and bigger receivers. Is the scheme flawed? Would be the question.
I don't think it is.
And so that's my whole deal. Like they got us. They figured it out.
They figured it out,
bro.
You don't think it can ever look the way that it did year one or year two again?
70-20? No. 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 They figured it out, and he's not changing it. It's bigger than the sample size. It worked until Buffalo figured it out first. And it just trickled down. Like they know. Like, his fourth back step, his third outside. Like, we can't even get Tyreek Hill, who was voted the number one player in the NFL by his peers. He can't get even five catches.
Well, I mean, in fairness, Tyreek did not play well against Houston. He got locked down. He was not getting any kind of separation in that game. And I would also say,
but you got to scheme him open then.
I agree with you. I would also say this. You mentioned that the schemes would figure it out. I agree with you. Saw this during my prep for this week. Tua Tagovailoa facing two high safeties about 30% of the time. That's the highest rate of any quarterback that they face in games since 2017. So teams have just flat out taken away everything down the field, and that's part of why Tyreek hasn't had a 30-yard catch since week one. Teams have figured it out, and they're trying to adjust, and they have with the dinking and dunking.
But this can't be the team that defense is the only team they play too high against. So you're telling me you can shut down any great receivers?
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying the play caller has to change with the defense being called, right? Point in case. I hate to bring it up, but the UM game. You know what I'm saying? They leaving a man outside.
You're talking about Syracuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're just going to throw 50-50 balls. We catch them. We don't. We catch them. Okay, so you're not going to go too high? You're just going to stay in one man? Okay, well, we're just going to keep on throwing 50-50 balls. It's the same thing. I mean, they're in a low cover too. I mean, they're not deep. The safety's probably like 12 yards, right? You have to be able to set the pick plays. Have two people just go pick. Tyreek Hill go behind him. You throw him the ball, get him the ball, let him run up the field a little bit. I mean, it's something a play caller has to be able to adapt to. You can't tell me the best player in the NFL, the fastest player in it, can't get three catches, bro.
But I would also say that part of why they can't stretch the field, I don't think defenses respect their ability to run at all because they haven't been able to all year. So they don't have to go as heavy to defend the run.
Right.
They can play too high safety, still defend the run at a high clip against the Dolphins and say, all right, we'll give you everything underneath and please have these 10, 11 play drives to try and score on us, which they've been good at to their credit. But it's taking away the best part
of
the offense.
We don't try, though. We throw a bunch of bubbles.
But like this bubble left. The defense gives them.
This schematic thing against Tyreek is crazy to me because I just watched Ja'Marr Chase gets 14 balls.
14.
The other night. And it's nobody.
Do the same thing.
He wasn't sneaking
like
up on anybody.
You try to take him out of the game, but you're unable to take him out of the game.
Why can Kevin O'Connell get Jefferson open in Minnesota and we can't get Tyreek?
Here's why. Because at this point in their careers, both those guys are better than Tyreek. That's why.
You think it's as simple as that?
I think that.
You think he fell off?
I don't think he fell off like that. He just came off of offseason knee surgery. He said when he got slammed on the ground by the cops before the first game of the season that it hurt his knees. Playing
well,
wrist injury,
I'm
a knee
say
injury.
That too. I'm going to say that too.
I'm just
it hurt my knee watching it.
I'm just saying.
They didn't hurt Calais Campbell.
He's playing hurt. He's north of 30. I think we've seen the best of what we are going to see from Tyreek Hill. That doesn't mean he's a bad player anymore.
Maybe we've seen the best that we've seen from Tyreek, but how do you fall off from before the season, hey, he might break 2,000 yards receiving,
right,
to not being able to break 1,000 yards? Is that all scheme? Is that all Tyreek?
Well, that's four games without Tua. He's 200 yards shy of 1,000 right now. So it's four games without Tua that really were the difference. But there have been too many instances like Sunday where he gets locked down and they can't figure out ways to get on the ball.
There's no way he fell off like that. There's no way. There's no way. I think, it's just like everything else. He'll go to another team and have, we had that guy. Just like everybody else. Like, Van Ginkle doing, like, what? That we had Van Ginkle? And he getting pick sixes and stuff?
I think it can happen that quickly.
Noah Igbinoghene is having a good season.
Good season.
He's having a good season.
Yeah, in the slot.
You watch Ja'Marr Chase. He runs a lot of one-on-one outside and just beats the corner.
Right.
Comebacks.
Right.
If Tyreek Hill, if I'm playing right now and I'm playing Tyreek Hill, he's running bang eights and deep crossers. That's all he runs.
That's all he runs. That's it.
Why wouldn't you stem him inside and let him run comebacks and get that quick 9 yards on the sideline like Ja'Marr Chase can do against any coverage? 4-2-1-0. You get the guy going inside and then
quarterback
run that quick
can make
comeback.
The throw too.
Make that so
from the other hash.
Is it Tua? Is
the other
it
hash.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I sat and watched Ja'Marr Chase catch 14 damn balls the other night. Yeah, I said, there's no chance that you can't get Tyreek the ball. It was one game.
Somebody
get him for 8 yards.
Somebody get number one for the Bengals. Please get him. He got 11 catches, you know. Like, he got 14 catches.
Dolphins could have had him in that draft. They traded back.
So is that schemes, that two, is that Tyreek? That's the question.
I'll ask each of you guys. But if they came to me, if I was the general manager, and they say, you can, what's the one move you're making? For me, I'm going to get a veteran, proven backup quarterback.
Carson Wentz. Here we go.
Carson Wentz. I'm telling you, for three games, two games.
He's not playing this week either.
He's not going to be a guy who's going to embarrass you the way Tim Boyle did, the way Skyler has. And that, to me, fixes it. If it's me, you have one move to make. What would you do, Crowder?
I'm probably with you. Get a legit backup quarterback. A guy I know, like he's bringing Carson Wentz, Nick Foles. Nick Foles is not great.
Nick Foles not playing anymore.
No, I'm just saying.
Neither is Teddy Bridgewater, and I want him.
No, but with Wentz, with the Eagles, where Wentz goes down and Nick Foles can step in and still make the team look decent.
We had Sage Rosenfeld.
We wasted 3 years with Skylar Thompson sitting in that damn locker room. That was the problem.
What's the one thing you would do?
Probably get an offensive coordinator.
So have someone else call the plays.
Yeah, I think
you've seen enough of McDaniel calling the plays.
I've seen enough of it.
What would you do?
I'm getting some maulers to play next to on either side of Aaron Brewer because they can't run between the tackles. They can't convert short yardage. It's happened so many times in the 3 years with McDaniel. To me, they got to get more physical in the trenches and get somebody bigger on the outside.
I was about to say.
It's two things.
Okay.
Fat boys.
Yeah, fat boys. You need the fat boys.
I think we all got fat boys.
Yeah. The disorderlies, we need them up.
great movie. That's a great reference right there.
See, his heart feels give him indigestion. gives him.
That is a classic. You know the disorderlies?
No.
Oh.
Solana?
I was just laughing to be kind.
Solana, you know disorderlies?
No, I don't. Never heard of that.
What? The Fat Boys. That was the new three. For a minute, they were the new Three Stooges.
They were good, man.
Disorderlies. Oh, you man. Thought they
and
were
they
the
had
I thought
music.
Crowder was just calling me fat.
And they had music.
Yeah, I love the Fat Boys, man.
Ain't no way they was getting that one in that movie. That light-skinned girl. Ain't no way.
No way possible.
They had game, though. They
ain't
had
no
game.
Way that lady was.
They had chips, but they had game.
They had game.
So do you think, Josh, you're preparing for Sunday's game? Do you think they beat the Niners? They were 2.5-point favorites. They're down to 1-point favorites.
I think they do. It's a West Coast team coming across the country. They're going through some turmoil in the locker room. I know they got rid of Devondre Campbell, and so he's not on the team anymore.
He got rid of himself.
No, I'm just saying, like they took it the extra step and said, "Hey, you're not. Don't even be around anymore. Like, go away," type of deal. I don't know. Like at this point for them, are they checked out and just ready to get to the end of the season? I know they're going to say leading up to it that they're not, but it's hard to imagine a team that has a 0.1% chance of making the postseason, given everything they've gone through this year, that they're going to be at the top of their game.
Would it surprise you if the Dolphins do run the table here at the end?
No, but that doesn't mean I think that they're going to get the help they need.
I'm not talking about them making the playoffs. I'm just saying if they run the table, because we all have recency bias, and I imagine Stephen Ross would have it as well. Like, if they run the table,
if they go 9-8, would that surprise me? No, but it also wouldn't surprise me if they finish 8-9. Like,
but I'm
not
telling you, if they run the table, it's going to be a lot easier to say those four games that Tua missed was the difference.
You're trying to save people jobs.
No. I'm just telling you.
Ross, if we had Tua.
I do not think they're as far away as I think you think they are.
But they also.
Defense, bro. You're going to win these games with defense. Our defense took a hit. Offense, we can.
Has not been embarrassing.
No. Embarrassing and winning games, two different things.
But
bro.
Because
you said if we had a good backup quarterback, we wouldn't be embarrassing. Embarrassing is losing 17-19.
There is another
I want to win, though. We want to win.
That has been embarrassing. embarrassing, and that's the backup quarterback play, and I think that can be corrected. I don't think the defense – I don't think that's a code red situation.
It's well, not. That's what I'm saying. Carson Wentz is the backup for
Kansas City. Okay,
yeah, Patrick Mahomes. Everybody thought he was going to play. Guess what? No Patrick Mahomes playing. But the starter got to play. Who's the backup in Buffalo? I don't know, because he ain't playing.
Mitch Trubisky.
I think it's Mike White.
Mitch Trubisky and Mike White.
But he's not playing Mike White.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, who's the backup for Tom Brady? I don't know. He ain't playing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to play. Like, I don't know what else to tell
here's,
you.
Like, here's the thing about this conversation, though. Go out and sign a veteran like Joe Flacco. Maybe they change their philosophy on how they
Joe
want
Flacco
it.
Joe Flacco won.
But that's not – I'm taking it a different direction. I think we could read between the lines a little bit. The reason they ended up cutting Mike White didn't have so much to do with performance in the preseason and more to do with what he was due to get paid this year.
But now so, they would acknowledge.
Right,
they would
I
go,
agree
you know
you.
What? That's, what is it, pound-wise and penny-foolish or penny-wise and pound I don't know what the thing is.
Yeah,
no, but
if they were
But it was stupid. Whatever they did was stupid.
They are cap-strapped again next year. They'll have to get funky with the money again. So if they were hesitant to keep a guy making this year whose contract was expiring $3.5 million, then what exactly are they willing to spend on a backup of that caliber that you want? They had the guy here,
right,
and they didn't want to keep him because of what they had to pay him.
And that's always going to be the issue. They thought spending monies at another position would probably be served better.
I mean, it's one of the reasons that they didn't re-sign Andrew Van Ginkle or Christian
100%.
Wilkins, because they thought the money was better spent elsewhere.
Wilkins, that's a tough one to spend the money on, but a guy like Van Ginkle,
why?
That was not going to because you
should have done it
guys.
Two seasons prior.
Right.
I said that. You should have done it. Well, we had Twin Peaks. I said we should have signed him. He only wanted 80 then.
That's
he got 110.
That's the fair criticism. It's not that they didn't re-sign him this offseason. The market for him was too much for what they would be able to fit.
Yeah, yeah.
But for a guy like Van Ginkle, that's not breaking the bank to keep a guy like that. And the guy you signed to replace him never played a snap for you because he retired. So, I mean,
I'll say back to this game, the 49ers, and I've said it this week. You've heard. I'll tell you, the fact that the 49ers are out of, the fact that Brock Purdy's not playing at the level he's playing at, that's what scares me, is because Kyle Shanahan is going to run straight at us. That's what he's going to do. He's going to run straight downhill.
But it's going to be without Isaac Garendo, their rookie. He's
right,
not going to play.
Right.
So they're on their fifth string running back. And so that'll be a classic Dolphins late season loss to keep
and
the season alive.
The thing we talked about, Solana, when and the Hawk, we were speaking about yesterday, when he plays those Raheem Morrises, he plays those McVays, when he plays the Kyle Shanahans, when McDaniel plays that tree
his
of guys
peer,
that came,
peers.
The Mike Shanahan tree,
yep.
They always wear his ass out.
Because they know the plays, bro. They know the plays. The plays ain't changing, bro.
That's what scares me about Sunday.
What you think Tyreek Hill going to run on Sunday?
He going to run bang Aiden crosses.
Okay, and the Niners defense—they're like top. They're like
throwing
the league. No, either one or two things are gonna happen. You saw it the other day. Is it gonna be a pick, or you gonna get banged out?
Well,
which one do you want?
Muscle the ball in and still let the guy take it out of your hand.
That was Tyreek's fault.
Come on, as a receiver,
if you had two hands on the ball with Derek Stingley,
you're talking about at the end. But you're asking this from a 5'8" dude.
Okay, but he's also getting paid $30 million.
But he's getting paid
Now we talking about getting paid. Like, come on, if you're gonna play the way you get paid, that's a whole different story. We talking about
for him to make those plays.
Okay. We pay $60 million to watch Dak do what?
Anybody ever snatch the ball out of your hand hand when you had
No.
Why are all the kids here? Why are all the kids here crying watching us? They've all broken out into tears.
Nick dude's out there screaming at each other.
I think the little white guy's gonna get his ass beat. he seems to be mouthier than the rest of them. You can be whatever you want to be, kids, if you have a Channing Crowder by your side.
Oh, blink twice at the kid.
If you intend to blink twice.
They're going to turn back over here. I'm hanging by my feet.
Let them know you're okay. They like, when this radio show's over, can we get to talk?
This was, right. Have we sat through enough of this? Because when do I get the bike? This was fun. To me, this harkens back the 70s.
It's a nice word,
hark. There was a, old people like to hearken
back.
Young people have no hearkening, but I can hearken back.
The 70s,
there was a show in Chicago. It became the sports reporters on ESPN, but it used to be the sports writers on TV. And it was.
Bring that back in 2024.
I have to tell you, it was on a sport. It was called Sports Channel, and it was four Chicago Sun-Times, Chicago Tribune sports reporters sitting around a smoky room. They were all smoking cigars. They were exactly what you would picture a sports writer to look like in the 70s. And they would just argue like that. And this is what it harkens back to.
That's fun.
For me. Because we don't normally do a roundtable like on the show. But I enjoyed this a lot.
Because it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. Yeah. We're having a little bit of fun. Aronde Gadsden, thank you. Appreciate everything you do. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy
Christmas
New Year. He's wearing a Dolphins Christmas hat. Looks
going to
good.
San Diego for Christmas.
Are you?
Oh, I got a bowl game.
Oh, what bowl are they in?
Holiday Bowl.
He's playing?
Who they...
Are we breaking news?
OG
just shot a look at a bell.
Blink twice, I'm trying to leave you alone.
I'm going to rip
right back into the McRib. Oh, thank you. Happy holidays. Josh Appel will be on the call Sunday nationally on the radio broadcast for Dolphins Niners on Sports USA. Will you say hello to Jim Nantz and Tony Romo in the broadcast booth?
Absolutely. Every time we have the same game, I make my way over there.
Because you were the Jim Nantz Award winner.
Indeed.
That was in high school or college?
College, 2016.
So USF, so all the college broadcasters are up for the Jim Nantz Award, and you were the winner.
That's what's up.
Somehow, some way.
And did you get a phone call from Jim Nantz after you won the award or something?
A few days after, yeah.
He did. He called you.
Yep.
Wow.
Josh, this
hello,
is Jim
friends.
He did that, and I didn't recognize the numbers, so I was like, hey, who's this? Before he even said anything. Right. And he goes, hello, Josh, this is Jim Nantz. Jim,
wow.
Sorry I answered so rudely.
But now you say hello to him when you run into him.
Absolutely. Good very friend, exciting. Jim Nantz.
Well, there you
thank
go.
You. Josh Appel will be on the call, and Aronde will be in San Diego rooting on Syracuse. Who are they playing?
Washington State. Which is in upheaval right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The quarterback. Gone. Yeah.
The coach left. The offensive coordinator's gone.
Yeah. Tell them to blink twice. If they're in danger.
Putting in Syracuse minus 38 right now.
We're going to have a few other players come out and bring some toys, man. You know, like Darryl Porter and a few other players. You know, they're going to. They say they're coming to support.
They
text me because they wanted to know, did the toys have to be wrapped or unwrapped?
Unwrapped.
Hell, DP,
preferred.
don't bring no half worn pencils. You know, DP different.
Left-handed pencil. Bring the pencil with no lead.
No lead.
Friends.
Wood stick, man.
Funny. There's one of our friends now. This is a great listener, Jarrett Rutsky.
Yeah.
Walked in with some. Look at those, the Funkos.
Ooh.
All the kids love these. Look at that. These are
big.
Cincinnati Bengals. Look at that. Look at you bringing Dontrell Willis from 1971. He's bringing in Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow Funkos. Oh, we got a Damian Lillard. Solana, get here real fast. You got a Dame Lillard.
Oh,
Bucks.
Josh Allen.
Little Bucks Funko.
Oh, listen,
man,
Josh Allen.
Steph Curry. That's a great.
Man,
someone's going to
get more.
He was, I think Steph was minus 45 last night.
He was bad.
I mean, they lost by over 50 points. Draymond was minus 51, I think, last
night.
I think
he had.
More importantly, look at her shirt. Her shirt is fantastic.
Let's see her shirt. Let me see.
Fantastic.
Look at that. The many moods of the Grinch. Always good to see you. And look at that. We got a little Adam Sandler Hanukkah shirt rocking over there.
Yeah,
those are some nice gifts.
Yes.
I know my son would definitely be choosing Funkos. People love Funkos.
He put it on eBay.
Turn it into some cash.
Nice Jewish entrepreneur he is.
Call me Funko in middle school.
But not because you had one of those.
I ain't Bay's office.
They said funky. Say Funko.
You like?
Oh my goodness!
The Twitter.
This is Wizard.
The Wizards. The Twizzlers.
the Twizzard family.
Mrs. Wizard is here.
Mr. and Mrs. Twizzard. Hey.
Ticket Wizard, I've got a half of a McRib left if you want. I mean, hold the pickles.
Hold the pickles.
I mean, so good.
Hey, yeah, this Barry outpunted his coverage.
Well,
didn't
it? Ticket Wizard, listen, wait.
Barry definitely outpunted his coverage.
Hey, he's not only a wizard in the courtroom. Oh, I'm telling you. Right. Not only a wizard in the courtroom.
The Twins have got a free kick.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The Wizard nickname has nothing to do with his legal abilities. I went to college with him. I know. All right. We have to take a break. Thank you, Rondé. Thank you, Josh Chappelle.
Thank you, guys.
We will be out here till 6 o'clock. Lester H. White, Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale. Channing Crowder, Toy Drive. The toys are coming in, and the listeners are coming in, and we appreciate everyone's support. So don't go anywhere. We'll continue on from here.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
All right, back live at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale. Channing Crowder, 13th Annual Toy Drive. And some of our favorites, it's one of the things I enjoy every year. Not only do we see the kids and families that we see once a year. I see the president of the Boys and Girls Club over there. I forget what his name is, but he always joins us on the air every year. Like, I see everybody that we see once a year. But we just saw Jarrett Rutsky and his daughter. And Jarrett Rutsky comes every year, always brings toys. And he brought some cool bobbleheads.
She's a little grown woman now. She used to be in a stroller when they came.
Yep.
This is cool. And that's the part I love seeing the kids grow up.
The Ticket Wizard and Mrs. Wizard came, and they're on their way, a little road trip. And obviously, he's the Ticket Wizard, so he drives carefully, and he, 10-2 on the wheel, and going over the speed limit. He's got his kids, Andrew and Hillary, in the car, and they're going to have a nice little family vacation. They're in the family truckster right now.
I was backing out of the driveway today with the kids, and I wiggled through two cars. You had a cleaning lady was there and another car, and I wiggled through it real fast backing out. And little Chan said to me, "You're great at backing out." I said, "I'm a good driver." He said, "No, you're not. You're good at backing out. You drive too slow."
Listen, here's the answer. You go, if you're not a good driver, ticketwizard.com, because they can help with just about any traffic citation that you may receive.
Barry's my dude, but I never get tickets because I drive so
well,
slow.
Well, if you do, the Ticket Wizard, ticketwizard.com.
I get honked at. I get drove around on two-lane roads.
What did they bring? I didn't see the toys that the Ticket Wizard and Mrs. Wizard brought.
I didn't see.
Did you see?
He usually brings some good stuff.
Yeah, he's good.
There's
good
a bunch
giver.
Of stuff over there, though.
Yeah, yeah, we are loaded up with toys. This is a lot more toys than we usually have at this time of the afternoon. So thank you to everyone who has been coming out and donating toys, dropping it off, and saying hello. And getting in the holiday spirit as we do every year at this location. We didn't do headlines because we were having our sports reporters on TV roundtable with OG and Josh Appel. So, and I know we're going to do headlines at the top of the 4 o'clock hour anyway, but Solana, you want to give us just a brief update, even if there's not much going on? Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
You guys are in luck because brief happens to be my specialty.
Been training for years.
The Gasparilla Bowl is underway, by the way.
Yeah, let's go. So what do you have? You have Florida minus 13?
13. I believe. Come on, Billy. Lagway's there. We got a whole crew.
Billy Napier.
I can cash out right now, though. Let's ride.
Nah, I mean, 7-5, Gasparilla Bowl against Tulane. Exactly where you thought the Gators would be at this part of the season, Crowder. Congratulations.
Hey, the time of your life.
Gasparilla's blowing up.
What is Gasparilla?
I don't even know what I just said.
This from Barry Jackson. Teron Armstead says he's optimistic about his availability for Sunday, and Barry Jackson tweets that Teron said he left the Jets game because of, quote, loss of function with his knee. Not discomfort, which is
interesting.
You know, what a relief.
What a relief.
It is interesting, though. Loss of function.
I'd rather have pain than dead knee.
Of course.
Yeah, obviously.
Loss of function. Oh, we got trouble.
Yeah. It's all right. Jackson Carmen, I'm sure, is ready to go. Chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
Did he play tonight?
What did you say? Didn't he play? Has he played 13 snaps before last week?
Yeah, he had never started at right tackle in his NFL career. He had played 13 snaps in the previous two seasons.
I listen to this game day uncensored too much. Got all the stats.
Yeah, but you take all my takes. Don't think I'm not listening to you.
I'm always driving Sunday morning somewhere.
The Dolphins do play Sunday. Remember, that's a 4 o'clock kickoff, really like 4:15-ish. So game day uncensored starts at 12. But there's a ton of sports leading up to Sunday afternoon with the Dolphins. You have the Heat tonight at 8. The Heat play tomorrow again as well on the road in Orlando. Tonight, the Panthers are back at home at 7 p.m.
All right, very good. Heat game tonight, 5:60. Panthers game, 7:90 a.m.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. Should get a little chilly-er going into the weekend. That's your weather.
How you feeling, Solana? When we started the show at 2 o'clock, you came in like right as we were starting the show. We saw on the video monitor, Jimmy was filling in, and he said that you were not feeling well, and then you said you were having some issues. How are you feeling now, an hour and 43 minutes later?
So I went to our fridge here at the station, and I stole somebody's LaCroix. And I don't know whose it is. I apologize to whoever, and I will stock it back up. But I stole LaCroix because I figured stomach kind of giving me some issues. I need
something to settle it.
A little bubbly. And a Raz Cranberry LaCroix has made all the difference. I feel phenomenal right now.
Is it expired?
We were a little worried about you at the beginning of the show. You did not look good. I'm not even lying. You did not look good.
No, I didn't think I was going to make it, honestly.
You had to white-knuckle it into the radio station when you were driving?
Let's just say 95 today made me very, very, very nervous. Very nervous.
You almost thought you'd need the ticket wizard after how fast you had to drive.
I'd be scared.
We've all been there.
I'd be scared sometimes, Solana. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
You got to breathe hard and sit high.
Sometimes you have to say, not now, body.
Not now, body. Turn the music down. I don't know why that helped.
I was mentioning it when I was looking at that Steph Curry Funko bobblehead. Did you see the Warriors game last night, Swan? Did you see the numbers on that game?
Steph Curry and Draymond Green did not record a field goal in the game yesterday.
That's insane. Has that ever happened? I guess that can't have ever happened.
I don't think so. I know Steph Curry had 2 free throws yesterday. He said there's a first time for everything. I saw the quote, but that's it. He was 0 of 6 from the field. They did not record a field goal. They lost by 50 points.
Did Milwaukee win? Did they play last night?
Ooh, I don't know. I didn't see if the Bucks played last night.
Listen, Steph had a down game, but I've watched some Golden State because they always have the late games on, you know, after the Heat games and on. Yeah, this Draymond Green is – he might want to get into broadcast.
He's a little dunzo.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think his game the style of play, you can't play old.
Well, he's out there. He's not the kind of guy that can go quietly into the night.
No.
So he's constantly got the histrionics around him because he tries to make up for his lack of ability to play with antics.
And with that, like, aggressive,
yep,
bully.
The bravado thing. But it doesn't work when you stink.
No. These little young dudes are running around, and he's kicking his leg out. He's slapping people, arguing at refs. Just be quiet. Get a check.
Because I start – so, Lon, the reason I asked you about Milwaukee, I start to pay a little more attention to the NBA now, especially with the Dolphins being on the cusp of being out of it. And I'm trying to figure out, because I haven't paid too much attention to the East, I just looked at the standings. I didn't know Cleveland still was on a tear. I knew that they started out undefeated. They're 23-4. Like, are they legit?
Yeah, they're legit. That's
like,
why
we're buying them. We're buying them as a legit top tier team.
I don't know if they're better than the Celtics. They play a very similar style. They take a ton of threes, but they're excellent at home this season. And I mean, their record speaks for itself. That's why when the Heat beat them on the second night of a back to back after beating Phoenix the night before, it truly was the best win of the Miami Heat's season. To that point, like by far, not even a question. Yeah, they're legit. They're going to be their second, maybe conference finals, second round conference finals at the end of the year if they stay healthy.
Because the way that the East looks right now, Cleveland's the one seed, Boston's the two seed. Boston's not a surprise. You've got the Knicks as the three seed. Orlando is the four seed, and Solana had sung Orlando's praises before the season started.
What's crazy about Orlando is they lost Paolo Banchero to a torn muscle in his chest, I believe, or a pec muscle or something like that. And then they lost Franz Wagner as well to the exact same injury, which is crazy.
They're still winning?
But they're still winning. Their two best players are out with major injuries, and they keep winning.
Who just choked out the Knicks?
No, the Knicks went into Minnesota. Karl Anthony Towns' return yesterday. They went in. They were up 30 on the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday.
But somebody wore them out 30, recently. Man.
The New York
then
Knicks?
Then Milwaukee's the five seed.
No,
so
that's,
they're better now?
That's when the Hawks were embarrassing Cat.
Mm.
Oh, well.
The Hawks, they play in the paint, and Karl Anthony Towns is a big-ass little guard sitting outside, and they were embarrassing him.
That was the NBA Cup quarterfinal. Yeah, the Hawks ended up beating the Knicks. Hawk, yeah. The Milwaukee Bucks started 2-8. Total disaster. We're reading stories about Giannis's next team. And
yeah,
since,
we were making the Doc Rivers jokes.
Yeah, since then, they've been on a tear. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. They won the NBA Cup. They beat the Thunder in the final, who are maybe the best team in the West right now. Yeah, I mean,
and I guess on the
good
downside, the 12 seed is Philadelphia, so they've never put it together all season long.
At all. Embiid's already disqualified from postseason awards. You know, you have to play like the threshold.
Do you think they're a dumpster fire for the rest of the season, or do they get it together like Milwaukee did?
Maybe they sneak into, I mean, the Pistons, the Nets, the Bulls, the Hornets. Like, those teams are so bad. If the Sixers go on a run where they win, I don't know, 10 of 15, like, they're going to be a 10 seed, right? So maybe they can sneak into the playoffs that way through the play-in tournament, but I don't see it. I don't buy it. Embiid can't stay healthy. Paul George hasn't been able to stay healthy. Tyrese Maxey is out now as well. That team's
wild.
Just yeah,
that's wild.
Who are the Heat playing in the play-in?
Nobody.
They're in the play-in?
Nobody. They'll be
Chris
a top six
by
seed. They'll be a top six seed.
You think they'll be a top six seed?
There top six seed. Kid.
Man, I don't know. Just look, what are they, the five seed now?
Let's bet right now. Crowder, let's go. Let's bet. Top six seed.
Oh, no, we can bet.
All right.
They're going to be in the play-in tournament.
Okay, let's bet right now. Top six seed.
That's what to do.
All right.
Who do they play tonight?
The Heat. The Thunder. Best team in the West.
Yeah, this is good form. Good night to argue.
All right, we got to take a break. Let's take a break here. We're at the Channing Crowder Toy Drive. We're at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale. And I'm giving hand signals to Crowder. If you're getting out of work and you can drop off a new unwrapped toy, we would appreciate it. I put a little video up on Instagram at Radio Mark Hockman if you want to see some of the scenes around here, and I'll post some pictures with Aronde and Josh Pell and the rest of the fellas, the Ticket Wizard and Mrs. Wizard, and have the time of our lives.
She like being here. Called Mrs. Wizard.
Probably not, but she probably prefers over her real name being stated over and over on this dumpster fire. She's actually probably thrilled.
I've got you, Mrs. Wizard.
I love how Barry only wears a Ticket Wizard t-shirt. That is his wardrobe. That is
super
it.
Super intelligent.
Yeah, marketing. Easy marketing. Marketing. Yeah. See a guy like that? You go, this guy oozes success. Must have something to do with the Ticket Wizard.
Pulled over, the cop's there, and Barry's behind the cop.
I mean, he's got to put on a wizard hat real quick. Got the wizard
shirt. Hey, fella, what just happened?
All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up here on the Hockman and Crowder program. Special Friday toy drive edition of the program.
This is the Hockman Crowder Show.
Flan, 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 flan.
Hawk and Crowder.